Good evening. It's 5:06 and 88 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition, and I'm Carrie Stambo. A Moorhead State University-hosted program set for next week will delve into the history of the new federal holiday, Juneteenth. The daughter of Kentucky's only Miss America is looking to walk in her mother's high heels. Governor Andy Beshear says Kentuckians who return to work could soon receive bonus pay. And a closely watched U.S. Supreme Court decision is being praised by advocates of a Baptist-affiliated foster care and adoption program as a win for religious freedom. And in sports, lawmakers in Kentucky have entered the debate over transgender athletes participating in girls' and women's sports. The weather for tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy skies with lows around 67. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Juneteenth, a holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States, is the nation's newest federal holiday. In an effort to educate the local community about the date's significance, the Moorhead State Eagle Black Male Mentorship Program is hosting an online event on Tuesday, June 22nd, with historian Joseph McGill, the founder of the Slave Dwelling Project. Dr. Silas Sessions says the program was scheduled long before Congress passed legislation this week promoting Juneteenth to a national holiday.
You want to know about Juneteenth, or if you just want to know a little more about the African-American experience to be more culturally competent, no matter what your background is, I would encourage you to join in to this event.
The event is free and open to the local community. If you'd like a link to the virtual event set for Tuesday from 1:45 to 3 p.m., email Dr. Session at ssession@moorheadstate.edu. Firkinfest is returning to the streets of Ashland on Saturday. In addition to dozens of craft beers to sample, the festival will offer a range of food and entertainment options for guests. Elizabeth Hensley is with Ashland in Motion.
We have five different bands who are coming. They're going to play about an hour. We have, I think there's six food trucks, so there's going to be a lot of different things to sample while you're down there.
The event opens at 1 p.m. for VIP ticket holders and 2 p.m. for general admission on Saturday. Tickets start at $25. For more information or to purchase advanced tickets, visit ashlandinmotion.org/Firkinfest or find the event on Facebook. Governor Andy Beshear says his administration hasn't ruled out ending an extra $300 a week federal unemployment program early, but the Democrat says right now it is still too soon. Beshear maintains that axing the extra benefits today would send a shock through the system. While the governor is eager to tout signs of a rebounding economy in the state, he says taking away the benefits too quickly would hurt residents who are still getting on their feet. But instead, Beshear says,
a first and perhaps better step into prematurely terminating those is to provide a back-to-work bonus or incentive. We are working on that program now. We are looking at what other states are offering.
As for when incentives could materialize, the governor hinted at a possible announcement in the next week, though the dollars would take a while longer to get into workers' pockets. Critics contend the $300 payments are a key factor slowing hiring in the state. Kentucky anticipates $550 million in federal American Rescue Plan dollars will go toward water, sewer, and broadband-related projects. But the wish list is already exceeding that amount in some areas. The federal relief money dedicated to drinking water and wastewater alone comes out to $250 million. However, officials are still awaiting final guidance on exactly how the funds can be utilized, but they will have until December 31, 2024 to spend or obligate the funds. Transportation Secretary Jim Gray says the long window of time is good news for utilities.
That's a very realistic number for the kinds of projects that are being considered. And it gives the local jurisdictions, utilities, the ad districts, the KIA, the time and the engineer to do the work that's contemplated.
Governor Andy Beshear has estimated the state's overall infrastructure plan will help create more than 14,000 jobs. A closely watched U.S. Supreme Court decision out of Pennsylvania is providing ammunition for advocates of a Baptist-affiliated foster care and adoption agency in Kentucky. Legal questions remain about how far-reaching the Philadelphia case decision involving a Catholic foster agency will be. In the Commonwealth, the debate over whether the state should provide contracts to agencies that may discriminate against gay and lesbian children and foster parents has centered on Sunrise Children's Services in Mount Washington. Pressed on the case in light of the high court ruling, Governor Andy Beshear says his administration is reviewing it. But should the ruling clear the way for a contract with Sunrise, the governor says it still won't ease his worries about the potential effect on LGBTQ youth.
And it concerns me that they would go to a place that would, any place, and I don't know that this happens at Sunrise, but any place that would tell them that who they are is wrong in any way.
Sunrise has refused to agree to a clause in the contract barring discrimination based on sexual orientation, saying it could force them to act against deeply held religious beliefs. A judge in Kentucky will allow a group of gamblers to sue Keeneland and the Red Mile over losses on slot-like historical horse racing machines, which the state Supreme Court ruled last year were illegal in Kentucky. In February, the General Assembly changed state law to allow the machines to resume operating. The Herald Leader reports the ruling was issued Tuesday by Fayette Circuit Court Judge Thomas Travis, who also ordered attorneys to prepare for a pretrial conference on July 7th. The suit is seeking repayment of the gamblers' losses over the last 5 years while the machines were illegal, as well as damages. A dozen gamblers are currently plaintiffs in the suit, but that number could increase substantially if it becomes a class action lawsuit. A neighborhood in Nicholasville received hateful flyers spreading white supremacist language in their mailboxes and on their lawns. The flyers appear to be a recruitment letter for a white supremacy group. Rabbi Shlomo Litvin tells WKYT the flyers have now hit 5 different areas in Lexington.
They use Nazi imagery and blood and soil terms like that because they know it instigates fear in people. They not only want to find people who agree with them, which they failed at, but they want to intimidate the community, and they failed at that as well.
Litvin goes on to say he's choosing to focus on the community's message instead of the flyers. We'll take a look at more of your regional news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Taylor Henry is the daughter of Heather French Henry, the only Miss Kentucky to win Miss America. Taylor is now ready to compete herself in the Miss Kentucky pageant. Heather tells WKYT she wants her daughter to be successful in her goals, but wants her main focus to be on the journey she's about to take.
I've tried to prepare Taylor for, you know, she could go in, she could not make as a semifinalist or a finalist, but this is about experience. And, you know, it took me half a decade to win, right? So 5 years of competing. So I walked away plenty of times.
Taylor will be competing for Miss Kentucky on Saturday. A beloved Prestonsburg park and recreation worker, Bill Justice, died last week. Justice passed on Wednesday after being sick for some time. He worked there for 34 years until he was physically unable to go on. Prestonsburg Mayor Les Stapleton tells WYMT Justice always took the extra step to get things done.
Bill did it with such respect and such a great demeanor that he became friends with everybody he worked with and everybody he came in contact with.
Flags at the park were lowered to half staff Friday through Monday in his honor. About 5% of Ohioans don't have access to high-speed internet, but a new temporary program could help. The Federal Emergency Broadband Benefit Initiative offers a discount of up to $50 a month toward broadband service for eligible households. Jason Smith with AARP says online access is a lifeline for many families.
They've become caregivers for their grandchildren during this pandemic and have had to serve in the role of teacher and having to do that from home in the necessity of having reliable high-speed internet. That's one of the places where we've really heard about the gap.
The $3.2 billion emergency broadband benefit program is part of the COVID-19 relief bill passed in December, which also featured more than $1 billion to strengthen internet infrastructure in rural and tribal areas. A plan to revamp Ohio's Medicaid could be thrown off course. Six contracts were announced back in April for the $20 billion Medicaid care system, but the state Senate's version of the state budget would stop the process in its tracks. Chemical dependency counselor Leanne Brooks says the Medicaid program is important to helping those impacted by the opioid epidemic.
That's planting a seed with people and getting them to understand that what they're doing is really making their life unmanageable. With Medicaid, we can continue those treatment services in hopes of changing behaviors, in hopes of getting people into recovery.
A budget conference committee will assemble, and the final budget is due June 30th. The United States Department of Agriculture announced a grant program to help those struggling in rural areas. The Rural Innovation Stronger Economy program helps communities find the best assets and create ideas to connect others with the same background. According to WYMT, the program's $2 million grant may be used to form job accelerator partnerships, create high-wage jobs, start or expand businesses, and support economic growth in the region. Those interested in applying are encouraged to contact their nearest USDA Rural Development State Office before the deadline of August 2nd. And in sports today, a pre-filed bill limiting transgender girls and women's participation in sports could run afoul of Title IX, according to the latest statement by the U.S. Department of Education. Kentucky is one of dozens of states weighing legislation that could impact transgender students, specifically when it comes to sports. Republican Representative Ryan Dotson's Save Women's Sports Act would link eligibility to the biological sex of participants. Under current state rules, transgender students can play on teams that conform to their gender identity if they've undergone gender reassignment surgery. But in its latest notice on the issue, the U.S. Education Department says it considers discrimination against transgender students a violation of Title IX and will investigate complaints. The move reverses guidance from the department under the former administration, which allowed for restrictions based on biological sex in education activities and programs. The change could set the stage for a conflict between Kentucky and the federal government over the issue if state lawmakers pass the reforms. Similar measures filed in the previous session did not gain traction in the General Assembly. And now taking a look at the extended weather forecast for the WMKY listening area. On Saturday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs near 86 degrees. For your Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with lows around 68. And Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs near 87 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy skies with lows around 69. And to start your work week on Monday, there's a chance of showers and a possible thunderstorm, otherwise mostly sunny skies with a high near 88. And that's it tonight for Mountain Edition. Today we had help from Shamari Mosley, Cassie Stearman, and WUKY's Josh James. Our music is by Allison Brown. For all the MSPR news team, I'm Carrie Stambo. Have a great weekend. Now back to All Things Considered from NPR News.